WTAW News Time. It's 7:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Ambulance rates are rising in the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council approved the increase asked by College Station on a 3-2 vote. Al Sines joined Rafael Pena in voting no.
It does appear to come off as being a little heavy-handed.
Art Hughes joined Ann Horton and Jason Bianski in voting to keep ambulance prices the same in both cities.
What happens is somebody said, no, I want the cheaper ambulance, not the expensive one. Well, you know, but that's going to become a circus.
The council also heard the city staff wrote off, almost $1.5 million in uncollectible ambulance charges, which is made up for by Bryan taxpayers. New students entering Texas A&M University in fall 2015 could be paying more in tuition and fees than current students.
A proposal for tuition and fee increases will go in front of the Board of Regents next week. Vice President for Finance and Chief Financial Officer Dr. Jerry Strasser said they're proposing a 1.93% tuition increase.
If you're general studies, it's $124 a semester. If you're in engineering, it's $140. The reason for this is the 1.93% is obviously going to differ based on whatever the base cost is.
Dr. Strasser said the increased numbers are based on the last 4 years' consumer price index and are necessary to continue providing quality education. These increases will only affect incoming freshmen, transfer students, and current students enrolled beyond their normal program length. For more information and to see the entire presentation, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M Foundation's silent phase of their next capital campaign has exceeded $1 billion. Campaign Director Mark Clem told members of the Faculty Senate this month that former students are looking for projects to fund.
We asked him for a $5 million gift, and his response was, well, if you're just asking me for money, not interested. But if you want me to work with you to help solve problems, I'm all in. So we need more ideas where we can help solve problems. They can be macro, they can be micro. But our former students really respond to the idea of helping make society better.
Clem says the number of alumni between ages 55 and 75 who are most likely to present a gift of at least $1 million has risen from 20,000 7 years ago to 50,000 now and will go to 100,000 by the year 2020. College Station voters have a choice for two city council positions in this year's election.
Seeking to place one-seater Blanche Brick and Gabriel Pereira, among the questions at last week's local candidates forum was about neighborhood integrity. Pereira brought up the continued growth of the city.
Important for us to put into perspective the needs of community members, the needs of our neighborhoods, the needs of our historic community neighborhoods, and where we see ourselves several years from now.
Rick noted it's the first subject mentioned in the city's strategic plan.
And I believe we all know what it is. It may be kind of like pornography. You may have a hard time defining it, but you know it when you see it. And you really understand that living in a safe and tranquil and clean and healthy neighborhood.
You can hear comments from those participating in last week's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:09. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Brian is growing and diversifying in business, technology, retail, medical, and research. From West Bryan to East, from downtown to its industrial parks, Brian is being recognized nationwide as a great place to live, learn, and work. Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I see Brian, Texas as a city on the move. I will ensure Brian continues on the unprecedented path to prosperity. I will continue to improve on the resurgence of business and quality life in Brian. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, for Brian City Council.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
It's time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better. And with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
712, good morning, it's News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Somewhat cooler air headed our way, and the front will cross the region today. We'll have clouds and some sunshine, high 75 to 80. An isolated shower or thunderstorm may develop as the front moves through. Turns partly cloudy for tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny and close to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to 55. It'll be sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon, only around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie Media Day yesterday. We'll find out more about the Aggies getting ready for Louisiana Monroe. Also, Game 7 of the World Series. It's going to 7. We'll find out more about that for later on this evening. And a whole lot more in sports at 7:50.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It's Downtown Abbey.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, some shocking news from Downtown Abbey. Apparently, Lord Grantham's dog, Isis, will be killed off.
Ebola?
No, because it's named Isis.
Get out of here.
I'm not lying to you. You heard it here first. I mean, where else are you going to get breaking Downtown Abbey news, right?
It's Downton.
They had to do the same thing with the adult cartoon Archer.
Oh, really?
The group's name is Isis, and once that name started being bandied about, they just quit writing it into the script.
Yeah, well, there you go.
mumble. Yeah.
So the FBS came out.
Yep.
I don't think I ever thought that I would say this, but Notre Dame is ranked too low. Notre Dame's number 10 in this list that I'm looking at. I mean, you're going to tell me that TCU is better than Notre Dame? I don't believe that.
I think so.
I don't. They played Florida State pretty well.
No, that's true.
And Kansas State, I know they're better than Kansas State.
I would agree with that.
I mean, who am I trying to pump up Notre Dame? Anyway. Here's the perfect dog for you for football season. Josh Ace only has to say, "I'm parched," in his Australian cattle dog. Of course, they're pretty bright just to begin with.
Sure.
But Bandit runs to the fridge. Bandit opens the refrigerator door, grabs the beverage with his teeth, and delivers it right to Josh's hands. Video of Bandit doing this is obviously gone viral on YouTube because there's so many of us who have nothing else to do. We want to watch an Australian cattle dog go get a beer for his, I was about to say his master, but that's not right. It'd be his human companion, wouldn't it?
Well, it's dreaming wistfully.
Yeah. So not bad. Well,
why can't my dog do that?
Well, and I hope, of course, again, Australian cattle dog is pretty bright. I mean, does Josh have more than one kind of beer in his fridge? See, because you don't want to confuse the dog. Sounds to me like we might need to have a grant for a study. You know, if there's a beer with a white can, a green can, and a red can, which one would it go? Or blue can, what would it go for? Don't say. Jacksonville, Florida story. Lady who lives there has angered her neighbors with her mothball obsession.
Hey, you know, they're your friends and neighbors, too. Okey-dokey. Neighbors say the deal is that she's apparently lined the front yard with hundreds of mothballs to keep dogs off her property. But the neighbors say the chemical smell is causing respiratory problems for their children and pets.
Oh, come on.
Neighbor Nicole says she drives back and forth and crushes them with her car to make them stink even more. The Pet Poison Helpline says that mothballs can have a moderate to severe life-threatening effect on dogs and cats. City officials say they're investigating the situation.
Yeah, but also moths.
Yeah. Okay, that too.
Well, I mean, don't pretend like they don't enjoy their whole free clothing that's been in the
back
of the closet.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. she's doing her duty for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And somehow I'm thinking that, of course, you know, we have a court ruling maybe a couple of months ago about how we need to be concerned about pollution in one state blowing across to another.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Remember? So we may in fact have a precedent there. We may have a court ruling sometime soon. We'll see. Do you hear about this private rocket that exploded?
Yes.
Yeah. Man.
Oopsie.
Happened about 5:30 yesterday. The coast of Virginia.
So NASA, we're still relevant, but it wasn't us. We didn't do that.
They want to make sure everybody knows the Antares rocket that is owned by Orbital Sciences Corporation, carrying supplies for the International Space Station. This was their second attempt to launch the rocket, originally scheduled for a nighttime launch Monday night, but NASA did scrub that launch after a boat wandered into restricted areas.
Well, that's probably for the best.
CBS says that the countdown had seemed routine. Rocket lifted off on schedule at 5:22 our local time here, but then burst into a fireball seconds later. Debris crashed down on the launching pad, spreading fiery wreckage around the area. NASA said all personnel accounted for and nobody was injured. Space.com says this was a joint effort. No, NASA's got to take a little hit on this. And Orbital Sciences' unmanned rocket was the third of eight commercial resupply missions the private contractor was set to perform cargo. Now, see, what happens now? Do we do the Pentagon track where, you know, how many times have they tried to put together an airframe or some other type of armament? It doesn't work. It doesn't pass muster even close, but they continue to pump billions of dollars into the supplier because, well, they've already signed the contract.
Well, there's a thing called the Bradley Fighting Vehicle that was just that.
Yeah, and that's it. Well, I mean, there's a list of things that end up using up Defense Department money. NASA, on the other hand, has a very finite amount of funding.
True.
Now, wonder if they're going to call. I mean, do you think they put a post-it note on the space.com site saying, see me? I mean, we're going to have a meeting today about this. Because my thought is they are going to have to make some answers. The vice president in charge of development for space.com is probably didn't sleep well last night over that.
No.
26 satellites from the Earth. Imaging company Planet Labs and a satellite developed by an asteroid mining company called Planetary Resources had stuff on this cargo ship. Again, probably satellites are not something you rebuild overnight. Of course, they've probably got to have a rocket to be able to send it up, but nonetheless.
What's the insurance on that?
Yeah, that's the other thing, yeah. Does that mean our insurance rates go up because a rocket crashed in Virginia? You know, hey, stranger things have happened.
Sure.
Stranger things have happened.
Very true.
Couple of big internet stocks fell yesterday. You see that? Twitter fell 10% because it's not growing as much as analysts had predicted. Now, that's not what Twitter said they were going to do. That's what analysts said they were going to do. They don't make that number, and their stock falls 10%.
Yep.
Facebook down 11% in after-hours trading when the company warned that costs would increase dramatically in 2014. And revenue in the fourth quarter would slow. Well, I don't know. It could be that.
You didn't say that out loud.
No, I didn't, did I? Nah, not really. All right. It's a 7:21. If you want more evidence that we're cartwheeling into the ocean, Big Ben or Buckingham Palace, no longer the biggest tourist trap in London, inspired by Harry Potter, Georgian House Hotel caters to fans of the sci-fi series, features 163-year-old rooms, with cauldrons and potions and spells, oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, thank you. Serena DeHaide brags that her guests are treated to a candle-lit entry into the wizard's chambers. Rooms go for $400 a night.
Get out.
And I'm just saying. And again, it's the number one tourist trap in London. Hello.
Yeah, you know, Facebook's revenue would probably be better if they didn't tick off their users so much by trying to get more revenue.
I understand, yeah.
If they didn't stop monkeying with it.
Well, that's what he's saying. I think, they're trying to monetize it, I guess, in ways that you guys don't like. I don't play that, but...
It's not even the monetization. It's they keep changing the dang thing.
They haven't... We were talking about that. They haven't changed it that much in probably a year.
Okay, but are they trying to do it, though, to make it less invasive into other people's lives?
No.
I mean, does it give you an opportunity to... Go ahead.
We were talking about it as far as from a business standpoint, because a lot of businesses try to leverage it to get their name, their brand out there.
Sure.
But this happens with your own personal feed, too. When you post something, not everyone sees that.
No.
On Twitter, you see everything to your own social detriment. I mean,
okay.
if you've been off for an hour, you feel like, oh, God, I've missed everything, depending on how many people you follow. On Facebook, they sort of pick and choose how the stories are ordered. Something will come up from 3 or 4 days ago just because someone new commented on it.
Which is annoying as all get out.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hey, there's a real backstory to that rocket exploding, too, that no one's talking about.
All right, go ahead.
You know, now they got toilet paper rationing. They're going to have to wait till they get home to see season 3 of Game of Thrones.
Soap opera with swords. Thank you, sir. let's call it what it is, okay? I mean, give me a break.
But suffice it to say, Facebook does not do what a lot of people expect. It's really geared towards keeping people on there for hours at a time, and they do that by just throwing these random things at you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that really is a you need to check back or you're going to miss something kind of deal.
And I used to change it all the time. It would say, show me top-rated stories or show me my entire feed in the order that it came
most
in.
Most recent.
Yeah, most recent. There you go. And I would change that. But then every time I went on my phone or did anything else, it would change back.
Yep.
And they finally wore me down, and I haven't changed it.
Okay, so they make that the default mode, and that's it. And you have to be diligent to change it back. Why hasn't somebody come up with some sort of a program to do that, to allow you to keep your settings the same?
Because they probably don't allow people to tinker with their software.
Don't mess with our stuff. Okay. All right, there you go. Had a discussion about something I know nothing about. That's like, that's never happened before. The company that makes baby wipes has recalled 10 brands of wipes because of a possible bacteria contamination.
Uh-oh.
Now, the name of the company is Nutec Disposables, but they are under a lot of brand names. And they do sell them at diapers.com, but they also sell them at Family Dollar, Sam's Club, and Walgreens, which has local outlets here. So... they probably have a strange odor, and they should be discolored. What's happened is they tested positive for a bacteria. Just take them back, okay? Just take them back. So if the baby wipes that you got smell funny, look funny, then do that, and the retailer will take care of it for you. All right, 724.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
It's the weather brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com. 78 for a high today. Well, there's a 30% chance of rain, but there just isn't any anywhere around. Northeast winds today at 5 to 10, so it should feel pretty nice out there. 57 for a low tonight. Doing about the same thing for tomorrow. Then it cools down even more on Friday. We're looking at sunny skies and a high of only 73. A low of 46 now on Friday night is what they're calling for. And our low on Saturday night, 45. How about that? Right now the winds are out of the north at 12, 93% relative humidity, and we've got 68 degrees.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Following a drug conviction in 1997, Luis Enrique Bracamonte was deported from Arizona to Mexico. 4 years later, he was arrested in the U.S. and once again deported. This week, Mr. Bracamonte went on a murder spree. Police say he shot and killed two California sheriff's deputies, one seriously injured, the other also injured. There are multiple crime scenes. In a Sacramento motel parking lot, Deputy Danny Oliver was killed with a rifle at close range, shot in the forehead as he investigated a suspicious car. Officer Anthony Holis, shot in the head during an attempted carjacking, is in fair condition. About 30 miles north of that crime scene and several others along the way, two other officers were shot as they approached a stolen pickup truck. Detective Michael David Davis Jr. was killed. A gunman fled to a home where the cops used tear gas to force him out. President Obama's Homeland Security Agency claims the borders are secure, but they're not. Mr. Bracamonte can thank our porous borders for easy entry to America multiple times. He can also thank La Raza and the Democrat Party for eroding respect for the immigration laws, which might as well be non-existent. Illegal immigrants pour in by the tens of thousands to benefits, welcome mats, and an invitation to break additional laws without serious consequence. And special thanks to Barack Hussein Oh, who even now is planning to ignore the Constitution and grant amnesty to thousands more. How many are like this guy, I wonder?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An argument at a Northgate bar turned violent Tuesday night. 21-year-old Carpier Faz of Universal City was arguing with an employee at the backyard bar when Faz struck him in the face with a beer bottle. The employee was taken to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan for a cut to the face. Faz is charged with aggravated assault. Another joint agreement between the cities of Bryan and College Station will continue. Ambulance prices are going up. The Bryan City Council approved the request from College Station on a 3-2 vote. Rafael Pena joined Al Sines in voting no.
Just to be in line with College Station, I mean, you know, College Station, I understand some things got to be a little more expensive, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with City of Bryan.
City Manager Keene Register says the increase is needed to recover rising expenses.
It's done every few years. I think we did it last time. College Station did it this time. And we're simply trying to recover cost.
Jason Bayinski, Ann Horton, and Art Hughes approve the increase. Those who are elected next week to the College Station City Council will be helping decide what voters will consider in a bond election a year from now.
What should be included in next year's bond issue is among the questions asked of council candidates at last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum. Blanche Brick called for public participation in the bond selection committee and a replacement for the city's former conference center.
Certainly part of it should go to parks and to infrastructure, as you said. I'm also very interested in looking at some type of public transportation for this community other than the A&M bus system and the transit system that we now have.
Gabriel Piera's list included roads and public works.
I understand that our public services have been somewhat strained in previous years with the growth that we've been seeing, and as well our administrative needs, I think, for the large community that we have. 45 years ago or so, the current City Hall was built, so it is definitely something that needs to be addressed.
Pierre and Brick seeking the College Station Place 1 seat. You can hear what they said last week online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M Foundation is completing the third year of the silent phase of its next capital campaign. Director Mark Klim told the Faculty Senate this month that right now there is more money than ideas to spend it.
A college hypothetically may say we need three more chairs. Well, in what? For what? What impact will it make on the ability to solve problems or prepare students to solve problems or to advance our academic reputation if we got those chairs? Those are the things that our donors are interested in.
Clem says giving to academic programs is up compared to the foundation's first two capital campaigns.
In the first campaign, we raised 75 $1 million gifts. In the second campaign, we raised 166 $1 million gifts. We've already raised about that many in the first 3 years of this campaign, and the difference has been that the numbers are not around the $1 million average, they're actually higher. So we're getting a lot more larger academic gifts than we have ever gotten before.
Clem says about 85% of contributions will go towards academics, including two who have $10 million to both Kyle Field and academics. Incoming freshmen and transfer students at Texas A&M next year will know exactly how much they'll be paying in tuition, even if it is a little more than current students.
A balance between predictability and quality education was the main point Vice President for Finance and Chief Financial Officer Dr. Jerry Strasser made on Tuesday during his presentation on tuition and fee increases for the 2015-2016 academic year.
So now we have absolute total predictability for students. A student and their parents can say, here is what my education will cost for the next 4 years.
Dr. Strasser said the 1.93% tuition increase will mean $124 more a semester for general studies students. He said the $2.32 per credit hour fee increase will go to transportation services.
The increase in the number of students has affected faculty in our classrooms. It's affected all of our staff, but it's affected our buses and our ridership. And one of the things we have to be able to do is to get our students to and from campus safely and on time.
For more information and to see the entire presentation, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There are new rules for drilling oil and gas wells following concerns that high-pressure injections can trigger earthquakes. The Texas Railroad Commission says in 3 weeks, well operators must do extra research.
An applicant that wants to build a new saltwater injection well has to conduct research with the U.S. Geological Survey seismic databases and furnish that information to the Railroad Commission as part of their permitting process.
Ed Ireland with the Barnett Shell Energy Education Council says operators must determine if there have been any earthquakes within 100 miles of a proposed well site. If so, the commission can modify or rescind a permit if scientists determine the well is likely to contribute to earthquake activity. A company that generates 1 billion pieces of direct mail a year is being sold by the parent company of the Eagle. The media unit of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Corporation says it wants to focus more on the more than 30 newspapers. The headquarters of World Marketing will move to Wisconsin, but most of the 450 employees will stay where they are. That includes a production facility in Dallas. The sale price to businessman Robert M. Kraft was not disclosed. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturers' warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bull.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cold front continues to drop into the area. The bad news is most of the shower and thunderstorm activity along the front has dried up. For today, we'll see clouds and some breaks of sun, 75 to 80. An isolated shower or thunderstorm may develop. Partly cloudy overnight, 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and close to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. We'll have sunny weather on Friday, and it'll be cooler, highs Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Times like this, it's not time to talk. I'll just put it that way.
That's Coach Sumlin from yesterday's Media Day with A&M Football. We'll have more on that. FBS released their top four teams that, as of right now, would be in the playoffs. Plus, the World Series going to Game 7. All that and more sports coming up in here about 12 minutes.
And so we've got two teams from the SEC in there. Is that about right? Yeah, that in that top four?
Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Mississippi.
Yeah, it won't.
So three teams.
It'll change again.
Oh, several times if I had to guess.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that. That's for sure. All right, it's 7:39, and I'll remind you, Kelly Templin, the College Station City Manager, will join us in about a half an hour. Right now, Bill Flores joins us from in the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Doing great. Good to be on News Talk 1620 again.
We want to remind everybody that this is the last week for you to do early voting. What I'd like to ask you is kind of what is your view as to what this lame duck session will be like? And first, a reminder, when do you all go back into session again in D.C.?
Congress goes back into session the next week, and that will be November the 12th.
Okay.
And it's got a fairly full schedule. Each side, each party in each House will be electing its leadership. So we'll have our leadership elections. And then for the House GOP, that will happen on November the 13th, so the day after we get there, and we'll pick a speaker, a majority leader, and so forth. The other critical issues that we've got to get dealt with during lame duck, which goes to approximately December the 11th, are to pass another funding mechanism to fund the government until December the 11th. We still need to deal with the Islamic State. What we passed before was really just a Band-Aid. I think Congress needs to take a comprehensive approach to dealing with what's going to be a worldwide terrorist group. We've got a bunch of tax extenders that actually expired the end of last year. Things like Section 179 that's very important to our small businesses and to our farmers, and that needs to be renewed through December of this year. The R&D tax credit, things like that, are all very important. The president's threatened to take unilateral action on immigration. He's also threatened to take unilateral action to close Guantanamo. Congress will have a say in those things. I mean, we'll have an opinion, a position, and to the extent he does something, then Congress will be working on those particular issues to try to get him back into what the Constitution provides his powers to be.
As an observer, I'd like to get your thoughts on, let's do a hypothetical. It appears that the House will remain Republican, but let's say that it appears then that the Senate will become Republican. How does that really change what's going to go on between when they come back into session and when the new Congress takes over? What kind of dynamics come into play there?
Well, in the lame duck, sometimes some interesting things happen. If you have a transition in party power in one chamber, sometimes the party that loses will become a little easier to work with. And so you may be able to do things that, Congress should have been doing all along, things like passing a bill to approve Keystone. There's 40-some jobs bills that the House passed. In this case, it would be the Democrats losing. Might shrug their shoulders and say, well, okay, we got to do something. We'll go ahead and do it. On the other hand, if they're angry and disaffected, then they could block everything, and they could make it very difficult to get things done. The two most critical things that we need to do are to deal with funding the government past December the 11th, and secondly, to deal with these tax extenders. And I'm hopeful that we can get those done. I hope that the losing side is not obstinate. But there's two dynamics that could play out. Hopefully it's going to be more they'll finally try to get along and be less obstructionist.
I think we'd all be in favor of that happening. That's for sure. Bill Flores joining us from in the district. Okay, I'm going to ask you to take your Congress hat off and put on your oil hard hat now.
Okay.
And talk to us a little bit, because the price of crude has gone down. What is that necessarily mean in the short term? Obviously we're concerned here in Bryan College Station. We're starting to have more exploration, but also the state of Texas, we've kind of got a revenue projection to how much we expect to be getting, and as those prices for crude drop, what do you think that's going to do to us, say, in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, there are two things that happen. I'll talk about the good things first. Every time we fill up our tanks, we're all going to receive an economic benefit because we're paying less for gasoline, which means we have more money left over for other things. On the other hand, the downside is that the businesses that have moved to town to participate in oil and gas activity, and that includes our hotels and our restaurants and those that supply parts and goods and services to those companies, are going to have less activity because the companies that are drilling for oil and gas in the Brazos Valley are going to slow their activity down to meet different investment criteria. And so you're going to have an economic offset for that. Longer term, we'll see lower tax bases for our school and our county and our cities. And so that could hurt, particularly, our schools. They've just begun to get their tax bases up to where they were before the economic depression hit back in 2008. So it puts our schools in a little bit more of a funding challenged position than they were before.
Sure. Finally, we had a meeting earlier this weekend, Brian, having to do with high-speed rail. Of course, we know it's going to go from Houston to Dallas, but what that route is going to be, Bryan College Station really is kind of out of the way to the main line right now. Were you called on to contact anybody on this? What was your part, if any, that you played in the placement of that line?
Well, we've stayed in. I mean, this, first of all, this is not a federal project,
right?
But the organizers, if you will, that are proposing this route are trying to engage in conversations on a public-private basis. And so as somebody who supports a public institution, I have tried to make sure that, A, that our team stays involved in what's going on and make sure we understand what's going on, and then, B, to be sure that these folks can talk to the right people whenever they go talk to the federal government about this possible investment in Texas. And so other than that, we really haven't had a big part to play because, again, it is going to be a public – it's not going to be a federal-only project. So we've only tried to make sure that we stay involved and that the proponents know who to talk to in the federal government.
Sure. Okay, just wanted to touch base to see where you were on that. All right, well, Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. As always, we thanks for the time today.
Good talking to you, Scott. Look forward to visiting with you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
We all want our children to get the best education possible and become productive citizens in our community. Let's help our teachers and provide a safe and productive learning environment. Hiring more teachers and smaller class sizes will help us reach that goal. I'm Roy Flores, and as a Bryan School Board representative, with my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, hire more teachers, and prepare our graduates for a more productive future. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Decades ago, Earl Nightingale, a well-known radio announcer in Chicago, and one of only 12 survivors of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor, struck upon an idea that had eluded him all his life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Nightingale expressed his thoughts in a recording he called The Strangest Secret, which resonated with post-World War II Americans and quickly sold over 1 million copies. Here's what he said: "We become what we think." Now, by Nightingale's own admission, the secret wasn't original with him, and it wasn't really a secret at all. In fact, it was the essence of a proverb found in the Bible. And as practical as the concept was, it was as if no one had ever thought of it before. He realized that very few people had learned or understood it, and that's why it's strange, he said, and why, for some equally strange reason, it virtually remains a secret. If we really do become what we think, then it stands to reason that our thoughts will drive our attitudes. It's an important truth to remember when you're trying to have a positive influence in other people's lives. In the course of my leadership here at Focus on the Family, I've come to believe it's crucial not just to do the right things, but to do them for the right reasons and with the right attitude. If our motives are right, the outcomes usually take care of themselves. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. Yesterday was A&M Football Media Day. The dust has settled following three losses in a row and a bye week. The Aggies are looking to get back in the win column against a team that's already matched up against two other SEC squads and has more sacks than the Aggies on the books. Cut, someone was asked if there was somebody maybe off in the wings that had stepped up to be a leader for the team.
Last week, you know, I don't know that that's something that we were looking for. I think last week we're looking for improvement across the board. Times like this, it's not time to talk. I'll just put it that way. You know, it's not time to have team meetings. It's not time for guys to yell and scream or do all that. What it's time for is action.
Aggie Football Saturday live. The Fan Zone broadcast starts from the Zone Plaza at 8 o'clock. Pre-game is at 10, and the kickoff against ULM is at 11 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The first ever FBS numbers were released. Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Mississippi are the top four teams in the country in the first ranking released by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Coach Sumlin was also asked his take on the college championship.
I've said it from day one. I think it's very, very exciting for college football. I think it's a great thing. I think it creates more excitement week to week. I think there's something to the polls waiting as long as they've waited.
Oregon came in fifth, followed by Alabama, TCU, Michigan State, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. The final rankings will be released December the 7th, with the top four teams competing in the first ever FBS playoffs. In the World Series last night, the Kansas City Royals erupted for seven runs in the second inning.
Hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Pence to the wall. Gone! And Mike Moustakas has set a Royals record with five postseason home runs.
And Lorenzo Cain added three RBIs to beat the San Francisco Giants 10-0 and force a Game 7 tonight. Jimmy Guthrie gets the ball for KC and Tim Hudson for the Giants. It's a rematch of the Game 3 pitchers won by Kansas City 3-2. The NBA opened their season last night. The banners were hung and the rings were divvied up and make it five in a row for the Spurs. Every year they win the last game, at least for the last five, they've also won the very first game. And last night was no different. The San Antonio Spurs opened their title defense with a 101-100 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Tony Parker capped a 23-point night by hitting the go-ahead three-pointer, which is a little over a minute to play. Spurs coach Greg Popovich, with all the hoopla surrounding the game, was asked if he had gotten emotional.
I never know how to answer those questions, yeah. You know, like really emotional. Unbelievably emotional. I mean, I don't know how to answer that.
Down the road, James Harden had 15 of his game-high 32 points, and the Houston Rockets ripped the Los Angeles Lakers 108-90 in a heartbreaker for the Stars last night.
Laterra out of the corner, out to Petrangelo. Fiddler forcing him to move it this way. Tarasenko, that's it. Hat-trick, Tarasenko, and game.
Vladimir Tarasenko scored with 128 in overtime to complete the hat-trick and knock off the Dallas Stars 4-3. And finally, congratulations to Texas A&M Women's Golf, who shot 13 under in the final round of the Alamo Invitational. It's the lowest single-round score relative to par in school history. All five Aggies in the lineup shot under par on the Briggs Ranch Golf Club in the tournament's third round. The ladies wound up finishing fourth. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You know, we've talked before about Classic Collision and Restoration doing work that a lot of shops can't even do, and part of it has to do with what they've got going for them. For instance, a 10,000 square foot workspace. They have a grabber frame machine. They've got heated paint booths with baking capabilities. They've got this giant rotisserie that actually can turn the body so that if they need to do baking soda blasting, they can do that. In other words, equipment that can, in fact, return your vehicle to maybe better than it was before it got there. And also that has to do with the kind of work that they do when it comes to restorations. But understand the Classic Collision Restoration, not your typical body shop, in that they can do a lot of things that other folks can't. That's why people bring their cars from all over to have Doug and his crew work on them. They're located on Highway 21 West near Sioux Falls Prater. You can follow them on Facebook. You can go to the website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com, or you can call them at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're always here to tell you the things that are crucially important so that you'll know them. Call of Duty. Walmart selling the latest version, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, a day early, Monday, November 3rd.
That's the one that's got the likeness of Kevin Spacey in it that's creepy.
24 hours before the general release. So remember, on your to-do list next week, number one, most important, go buy Call of Duty. Number two, Tuesday, do that vote thing. Okay. What are you saying? I'm just saying. It just all depends on what your priorities are. Okay, you think knocking down that fourth beer after work is really cool? That makes you a great guy? Stick around a while. Your opinion may change. TheStir.com reports that a site called Rehabs.com has launched a new app called Your Face as an Alcoholic. that shows you what years of heavy drinking will do to that beautiful face you've got right now, guys. Instead of your pet and those little adorable, you know, dimples that you have and those big cute eyes, look at the broken capillaries across the top of your nose and see if you're happy with that.
Chin blossoms.
Just saying, that's right. Top-selling cars in U.S. America. Top-selling cars in U.S. America. We'll do 9 because we don't do 10. Number 9 is the Ford Escape. Number 8 is the Honda Civic. Number 7 is the Toyota RAV4. Number 6 is the Honda CR-V. Number 5 is the Toyota Camry. Number 4 is the Honda Accord. Number 3 is the Ram 1500 to 3500. Number 2 is the Silverado from Chevrolet. And number 1 is your Ford F-Series. They've sold 59,863 units. I'm just saying. So the top three in U.S. America are pickup trucks. I rest my case.
I got your electrical car right here.
Yeah, really. Yeah, who's going to come out with the first electric pickup?
They're not.
That's exactly right, because you got to have that. Well, if you do, it has to have a noise generator to go along with it, so it'll actually sound like you got an engine in there.
I can't pick up the trailer. I'm sorry, I'm out of juice.
And we'll do this probably later in next hour, but global warming is responsible for the colder, harsher weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
we're all going to die.
It's global warming, but it's making for colder weather. How does that work?
Climate change, Scott.
That's it. Al Gore must have written that news release. All right. Kelly Templin, the College Station city manager, joins us on the other side of news. And speaking of the weather, it's not bad at all. Look for a high temperature today a slight chance of showers, but it's about 20%. In other words, we're not going to get any. But look for a high temperature today, probably in about 77, 78. We're going to be out in the 40s this weekend. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.